This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
That indeed it is. We are talking with criminal defense attorney Lara Yerexian. She's very good at what she does and she knows her stuff. So it's fascinating when we talk about some of these cases that we're keeping our eyes on. And the dynamics when it's a little bit different than normal. What I'm talking about specifically is the Adam Montgomery case. This is the, I hesitate to use the word father because he certainly wasn't. This is the human being who produced a female child. And the child was in foster care for a majority of her life. The system eventually granted the father custody. And then right around that same time, no one ever saw her again. And he didn't report her missing for 2 years, and nobody noticed either. He's now on trial for weapons charges. We've been bringing you that audio here on the podcast. He's going to be on for a murder trial of his daughter later in the year. Lara, my question going into this is, what can the defense, what can the prosecution gain or learn, or if anything, from the weapons trial that he's in right now, for either the defense or the prosecution of him when it comes to the murder trial down the road?
Well, one thing that we know is that both the defense and the prosecution will get a preview of some of the witnesses, because there's a crossover, right? You've got, especially his wife. She's already testified here, and my guess is she's going to testify in a murder trial, and then everybody will get a preview of how she will do as a witness. Does she come across well? Is she credible? So that is one thing that they'll get out of it. The other is, you know, it's one more conviction that they get, right? If they can get it.
Sure.
And the more the merrier, I guess, for any prosecution. And it also ensures that he stays in custody. I'm assuming that that's part of it too. If they, you know, they try him, he's convicted, and you know, gets time, and he's insured to be in jail. I mean, those are the things that come to mind.
Sure.
And there may also be some information that maybe they're trying to sort out through the trial. There may be some kind of a connection that we just don't see yet, that the prosecution knows about, between this case and Harmony's, Adam Montgomery's daughter's disappearance or killing. And we'll find out as the trial continues and once we get to the next case.
How would one defend someone like in Adam Montgomery, where you have your daughter literally missing for 2 years? Number one, I'm amazed that the child was gone that long without anybody raising a hand or anybody really looking into it, including Child Protective Services and such, who had been a part of her life for quite some time. It was suddenly when he got custody, things really went to hell. But how does one defend somebody like that where the kid's just missing and you're the one that is supposed to be in charge and the caregiver, but we don't even know where she is today?
Not an easy one, especially that it wasn't reported. The mm-hmm. child wasn't reported missing.
Yeah.
How does a parent not notice their child being missing? And were they thinking they can get away with this?
Yeah.
How long can they get away with it? Whatever it may have been. Now, I guess the key thing for a defense would be, number one, you've got nobody. Mm-hmm. You don't know what's happened to this kid. Yes, it doesn't look that great that the father has not reported her missing, which shows some kind of either a consciousness of guilt or some involvement, right, in whatever happened.
Yeah.
He's covering it up. He doesn't want anyone to notice it. But at the same time, you've got nobody. You don't know if she's truly dead. If she has been killed, how? What was the manner? What was the cause? Was it an accident? I mean, it's possible. It could have been an accidental thing. Mm-hmm. And everybody got nervous and just try to cover it up. It could be anything. And what theory do you go? What theory do you use as a prosecution? I know in this case, they're claiming that he repeatedly struck her in the head. I mean, they have to have some kind of evidence, whether it be through witnesses who witnessed it, or a body, right?
Sure.
So it's an interesting one. It's not an easy one to defend, but again, there are certain things that can be raised. And I don't really have enough information as far as what the prosecution has.
Sure, sure. With a case like this, do you predict that it may go down a road of it was an accident, like you just said, or maybe she just went missing and he was too afraid to say anything because he already had all these other charges against him? Are those viable angles to go in? Obviously, there'd be penalties for all of that, but it's not the same as saying, I murdered my daughter.
Right, exactly. It's not the same as someone punching their daughter in the head several times until she dies. There's no comparison. Yeah, if it was accidental, I mean, it was some kind of negligence on his part, whatever it may have been, right? Or something happened to her, or maybe the wife did it. I don't know. I mean, it's anything is possible, right? Mm-hmm. Because I'm not hearing real evidence here as far as what happened here. We don't have the body. Yeah, it is a viable defense if it can be raised.
Yeah.
The only thing that the defense needs to do is really raise reasonable doubt.
Sure.
Anything they can do to raise reasonable doubt is good enough, as long as they can show the jury that the prosecution has not met its burden and there is reasonable doubt. And that's one of the ways to do it. Number one is something happened accidental. Maybe there's some kind of liability, criminal liability, but not the kind of liability that he's facing now or the kind of time he's facing now. Or yes, she did go missing or she was kidnapped. And because of, you know, his background, like you said, he just was afraid to come forward. But I think the first one is probably more believable.
What is the likelihood and how often do we see not necessarily being a murder here? Because one of the first things that came to my mind was these are addicts. They have a lot of issues that are going on and repeatedly throughout his entire life. How likely is it that maybe she's not dead, but he sold her into sex trafficking?
You know, anything is likely.
And yeah.
You are correct. If you've noticed, almost pretty much most of the witnesses in this case, if not all, have been addicts.
Yes.
You've got Adam Montgomery's an addict. His wife's an addict. The woman that he allegedly took the guns from or stole the guns from, and now that's being disputed, obviously,
yeah,
is also an addict. One of his friends who testified is also an addict. I mean, yes, I mean, these people are. But then what I find strange is, how come nobody noticed that this kid is missing?
Yeah.
Harmony. What about the school? Friends? Neighbors?
Yeah.
Something? Somebody? This entire, and of course, DCFS or social services. How come did nobody notice that she was missing all that time? Maybe, I don't know, was he lying to everyone? That's something else that would be interesting to find out. Was he covering it up? Was he saying she's here, she's there? Finding excuses, right?
Sure.
And that would go also to show that there's some kind of an involvement in the cover-up by him.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Lara Yuretsian, thank you so much for your insight and input on that case. Always a pleasure having you on. You can check out her website. It's laralaw.com, LARALaw.com. If you like this podcast, press subscribe wherever you download them so you don't miss any breaking updates on the cases we cover for you right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.